Lisa, welcome to the program.
Lisa. Hi, how are you, Dr. Lara? Yes.
Good.
How are you?
There you are.
I need some help setting up parameters for my husband, who I found out last night had lied to me regarding his whereabouts and what he was up to.
And is this the only time he's ever lied about his whereabouts and what he was up to?
He had lied previously about some text messages from a previous girlfriend. And then last night, of course.
So we only have two instances in all the years of marriage?
We've only been married a year, second marriage. No children from the marriage.
You've been married a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So within 365 days of proclaiming his vows to you, mm-hmm. just tell me what he did last night, because I want to hear how silly you are in trying to think about how you're going to fix this.
He had an early morning meeting this morning. We're in one part.
I want to know what he did last night, ma'am. That's all I want to know.
He went out to a bar with friends from a friend from that area of town.
I don't care from where. Tell me what he did, please.
Oh, he got drunk and he wasn't answering my calls or texts, and I thought something had happened. The hotel would not do a security check to make sure that he was okay. I thought maybe the hotel did not.
Did you know he? You're giving me drama, and I don't need the drama.
Okay.
I don't know that he checked in and they weren't going to check on him. He was supposed to stay at a hotel last night?
He was supposed to stay at a hotel last night to go to a meeting this morning. He might get together with one friend, but he wasn't
sure.
So
he got drunk last night and didn't call you?
And got drunk, didn't call me or text me. I drove down there. When I got there to the hotel, he said he had been sleeping, which he was drunk and slurring his words, and he did not have his wedding ring on.
And you caught him texting an ex-girlfriend, and you think you should stay married to a guy who does any of this 365 days.
That was a while ago. That was at the beginning.
Lisa?
Yes.
It sounds to me like you made a mistake and married the wrong man. And if you think you're going to act like a policeman and put parameters, you're smoking funny dope. You now know who he is. I believe you knew before you married him and ignored it, thinking you'd make parameters. Your love would make things better. But it sounds like you made a mistake. And the only problem you really have now is how cowardly are you going to be about admitting you made a mistake? I know, it's a second marriage. People don't want to look stupid. I know that. But you made a mistake. Between now and dead, how many games do you want to play with this guy who gets drunk, doesn't have his ring on, slurring his words? I mean, that's not a guy who got drunk once. People don't get that drunk the first time. Come on. So you made a mistake. So what do you want to do about it? Nothing. I want to put parameters up so he'll be different. He will be like a trained dog. Made a mistake. By the way, before you married him, who was it who cautioned you?
I had a friend caution me.
And you thought she was just what? Stupid? Jealous? Blind? What did you think?
No.
You ignored it?
Yes.
And you made a mistake. Okay. You going to fix your mistake or wallow in it?
Okay.
Okay, what?
I know what I have to do.
By the way, why did you ignore your friend?
Because at the time when he made those bad choices, I was pushing back with a lot of baggage from my first marriage, and I thought that part of it was my fault for pushing and pushing and pushing.
Well, let me tell you something. Neither you nor me, neither one of us, is powerful enough to drive somebody else's behavior. They make their own choices. You were not ready to get married. You were in no mind to be able to make an intelligent choice in a man. That you just told me. Your friend also warned you that whether you were or were not ready to choose a man, he shouldn't be it. And your thinking was, oh, what the hell? I want to be married. It'll be fine.
No, my.
You made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
Yeah, it happens. The stupid part of making a mistake is not making the mistake. The stupid part of making a mistake is not remedying it. Once you realize you made a mistake.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And call your friend right now and tell her you need to talk to her. You need some help to talk to her. Okay, call that friend right now. Because that's probably your best friend. Whether you thought so or not at the time, or think so or not now, she was the one who told you the truth. That's a best friend.
All right, thank you.
Get her help.
Okay.